Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. There are no alternate dimensions, no portals to get there, and if there were, I certainly wouldn't tell you about them. But now we come to the third episode of the fourth season. If you've only just joined us for the fourth season, this would be our third date. That all-important event where you decide if you're in for life or about to begin the excruciating process of deleting your contact information from your partner's devices while plotting out every last detail around the moment you fake your own death. And if it is the latter, my only request is that you take the time to create a fake diary outlining how you may have angered a mafia kingpin. Really gone girl it up, don't skimp. But I've gotten ahead of myself. We've still got 40 to 50 minutes, 8 of them worthwhile, to convince you to stay. So, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload this podcast, recorded now in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the village of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain, in the magical land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Chunt, please.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. I spanked my way all the way up to the chair.
Just to give yourself a little bit of energy. Yeah. To get up. Wait, we gotta switch tables. I mean, it's cool to have this table overlooking the entire tavern, but it's a little bit of work getting up here.
Well, it's nice to get my morning spanks in.
Sure, absolutely.
And you know, everyone's been referring to this as the tall table, so mm-hmm. it's kind of nice to set us apart, to be known as the people sitting at the tall table.
Yeah, we're at the tall table.
Hey, yeah, there's a nice ring to it.
Can I ask, before I bring Usidore in, how are you settling into Nibblebottom? We've been here a few weeks now.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of have to stay here for a while to sort of, you know, protect our seat, the Dark Lord that we have trapped in the basement.
Yeah, okay, don't say it too loud. I'm settling in great. I feel like the people of this community all love animals, so I'm getting pets, I'm getting scritches behind the ears, I'm getting my zoomies out. It feels really good. It feels like this community is more connected with nature, I guess. So it feels like everyone kind of adores me.
Yeah, the people here, they really, like, maybe it's just living at the base of a mountain, and it's kind of a little bit of hard living, but they're just sort of like, I see a cute animal, I'm just going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I am joined also by my other co-host, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Trachis. The Elves know me as Fiangyalak, the Dwarves know me as Zonin Hoogstanges, and I am known in the Northeast as Gaswanius Maystar, and now I am known as that Slayer of the Dark Lord. But there are so many other secret names that I shan't e'er utter aloud. Oh, thank you, Hawks. Thank you. Thank you. The Hawks flew me up to the table.
Yeah, you know, last week, Usidore, you summoned a million Hawks.
Yeah, there are a lot.
Kind of a plague of Hawks around here. A
lot of Hawks. Still more coming in. That's not a million yet. That's maybe 600,000 or so.
Those hawks could not be nicer. There's Trey, John, Clint. They're all so tall. Such tall hawks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all look.
I totally know what you're talking about.
Here's the thing. We've known each other for years. Like, we just have a mental connection. We just always know what each other's talking about.
Yeah, I'm just making a hot conversation. Also, Usador, you should add to the list of your secret names, Sitter at the Tall Table, because everyone is saying we're the kings of the tall table. Feels pretty good.
He who sits at the table 7 feet tall.
How do you like that?
Arr, what be this talk of tall tables?
Oh, someone down on the floor does not
Hello?
Seem happy about our tall table.
How do I make my way to this tall table?
Hawks! Hawks!
Help me!
Hawks, bring my friend here up to the table with us.
I'm flying. I don't like this. Hello?
Hello, friend.
Hello. Hey, welcome to the tall table.
I've heard many a tale of the tall table, and I'm honored to sit here. I am Ludwig, the land pirate.
What? Ludwig, the land pirate?
Arnie, I told you the tall table, the talk of the tall table is getting around. Ludwig, it is a deep bow. It is so nice to meet you. A land pirate, you said?
Yes, The lands where I'm from, the water has all evaporated, and it has rained upon other lands, such as this, with the greenery around the mountains. But my land no longer has water, so I come from a tribe of land pirates, as we now call ourselves.
Oh, how fascinating. I've heard of your tribe of land pirates before. I understand that you take great umbrage at being called a burglar or a robber. You're definitely a land pirate, correct?
Definitely. I have been yelled at and screamed at, accosted for burglaring a house. Who? I'm a pirate. I cannot burgle. I take what is mine for me and my kind, my people, my land pirates. And we have just been besmirched for year after year in the papers, in the taverns, people believing that we are some sort of some animals. I believe they called it a cat burglar.
Oh, yes.
This disgusts me. I am not nimble as a cat. I love water. I don't eat out of a dish. I am a man. A man land pirate.
Yeah.
I can also tell you're not a cat burglar because you don't have this kind of on-again, off-again thing with that bat guy.
Yeah, the bat.
The bat guy. You know, the big bat guy. Is like, they got that raspy voice.
I feel like I had an issue with him. As you can tell, I am the blackest of beards. And he came around talking about he is dark as the night, and I said nay. For I am the darkness, I am the night, and I am the pirate, the hero that this town doesn't deserve, but I am here to save it anyway.
Well, from what I can parse through, it sounds like he lives in the darkness and you were born in it, so...
I was born in the dark.
Now, Arnie, I do have to clarify something. Ludwig said that he was besmirched. I don't know if you have this on Earth, but in Foon, to be besmirched means you're smirched by bees, because bees are very gossipy, buzzing around, telling everyone. So to smirch something is to kind of gossip it around. So to be besmirched means the bees are kind of talking about you, which it always sucks. Always sucks.
Nothing Nasty but creatures. Buzzing. Constant yeah. buzzing.
Ludwig, do you mind telling us about your outfit? I see you have a thigh patch. Are you missing a thigh, or is that just a thigh patch?
It's a thigh patch. I am very fashionable of the land pirates. I would label myself the fashionista of the group.
Ooh.
Ooh.
The trendsetter, if you will. Or the hot stepper.
I agree. I think your hat is very becoming. I've never seen that many feathers, not on a bird.
Word or ah.
Many of these feathers are from the hawks that have dropped me here at the table. Only one is actually from my hat. But I'm going to keep them. Thank you for that.
They look very nice. And I love birds.
Oh, they're delicious. I love eating them.
I me too. But I'm also friends with them. And also they're my parents. I have a weird backstory. We don't need to get into that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Usador's relationship with birds. We're going to be here all day.
Fair. Nice to meet you, kind fellows and Badger.
Oh, yes, I am Usador, and this is my friend Shunt and my friend Arnie. And
I'm
you
from another world.
Are having your voice captured for a mystical transmission that shall go back to another world where Arnie is from. Arnie is from another world.
What is this sorcery?
Yeah, I guess ethically I should tell you this conversation is being recorded. So if you could sign this scroll, it's a release scroll. Just letting us know that we can broadcast this in another world. It's not going to be broadcast in this world.
Oh, okay, that would be entrapment.
Yes.
All right, this everything seems to be in order. Yes, all right, I'm fine signing this. Do you have a quill?
Yes, I'll just take one of these feathers out of your hat and I'll dip it in some ink here. There you are.
It's nice that we have this ink here at the tall table.
Muchas gracias.
Yes, well, I was drinking the ink because I felt I wasn't getting enough inkiness.
Hey, you sir, you don't have to lie. You just like the taste of it.
I love the taste of ink.
Is it better than ale?
Nay, it is not better than ale, but sometimes you just need to mix it up. May I get you something to drink? Would you like a king's juice or a rainbow bowl or a dark ale?
I would love a king's juice.
Ooh. Oh, that's Chun's favorite, too. It's an ale with a little bit of raspberry in it. I'll be right back.
Wait, hey.
Hooks!
He didn't ask if I wanted anything to drink.
How long have you been friends with him?
Like 6.5 years. Well, you know, co-workers.
Work friends.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a few of those. They're burglars.
Sure. So wait, so you're a pirate. You're definitely not a burglar.
I am not.
But you have a bunch of friends that are burglars.
A few.
Sure. Yes. Lou, can I ask, now you mentioned that all of the water evaporated from your land. And I may have missed it. What is the name of your land again?
The name of my land is Capsloxia.
Capsloxia.
Everyone, most likely, normally, when conversing in our native tongue, we're always screaming.
Oh, I see. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. It seems like everyone would be very big and bold.
To a certain extent. I would say I'm one of the medium-sized Capsloxians. If you would like a taste of our native tongue. Skibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibbibb How are you today?
Huh? Suddenly I feel like I have to make scat. I'll be right back. I'm going to run to the restroom.
Here we are. King's juice for you, a king's juice for Chunt when he returns, a king's juice for me, and a little more ink.
So Ludwig, all of the water evaporated. Ooh, he's downing that king's juice. I mean, I guess you must be very thirsty. We should have offered you something to drink earlier. You come from a land with no water.
None. I haven't had water or king's juice. I've never had king's juice in my life. But water, it's been a fortnight since I've had a drink of
water. Oh, that's going to go to your head fast.
Oh, I'm very dehydrated. I think I've been hallucinating for about 3 weeks.
Oh, my. I've been hallucinating for 6.5 years.
Do you need water? I'd be happy to go get you some. Hawks, bring water back to the table for everyone, even Arnie.
No, yeah, I would. Could I put in another order if I wanted anything else?
They're already gone.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there bacon here?
Oh, yes, there's bacon. We love bacon.
Could they add some bacon to my water, please?
Hawks, return to me. Some bacon in that water, please.
Thank you. It lowers my consumption time. I can eat and drink at one
moment.
Oh,
sure.
Fast. Smart. Smart.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm back from the bathroom. Ludwig? Ludwig?
Ludwig.
Ludwig, I have to say...
Ludwig is my father.
Oh, my apologies. I have to say, everyone in the tavern is buzzing about your ensemble. Do you mind, besides your thigh patch, and I see that you have a argyle-patterned sword... Do you mind telling us about the rest of your outfit you're wearing? Very fashionable.
Well, I'm very impressed that you've noticed my argyle sword. It's only the finest of swordsmen notice how technically sound this sword is. But as far as the rest of my ensemble, as I have this delicious violet coat upon my person, lapels flapping in the wind, made of nothing but the finest silks and velvet.
Oh, it's lovely. I've never seen a garment so fine. I suppose that all your pilfering has allowed you to purchase such great garments, or perhaps you stole the garment itself?
Well, this was made for me by someone that I kidnapped.
Oh.
They were very kind about the entire situation. A very big mix-up. It's a very long story. But I got this fantastic jacket out of it to the point where I don't even wear shirts anymore, honestly. It just feels so good up against my... flesh.
Sure.
Well, and may I say, you're really pulling it off. Some people could not get away with wearing such a beautiful coat with nothing underneath, but you look fine.
Oh, thank you very much. I've heard tales of different dimensions, different worlds, and there was a man who caught my eye. I believe he was a man. He may have been an elf, a magician of some sort. His name, I believe, was possibly Prince.
Ah.
Just a fantastic possible person. And I feel like I've attempted to acquire his look. I feel like if I were to meet someone like himself, or I feel like there was another. What is the name? It was Leonard Kravitz, I believe, was his name.
Oh, you're thinking of, yes, Leonard Crevice. There was a man named Leonard who fell into a crevice, and he tried to get out from under the rock. He kept trying to roll from under the rock, and he'd rock and he'd roll, and then he had a nose ring, and he eventually got out, and he told his tale in song form across the universe, and everyone loved it. And Prince, of course, was born to royalty, but was whisked away and kidnapped before he could be named, so he only had that one name, Prince.
Yeah.
The uncrowned king.
Yes.
One would say.
Yes,
you said yes. This man Leonard was underneath the rock.
Yeah, stuck in a crevice. I think, yeah.
Just a terrible
He
time.
Was the only one that fell in, because he was talking to everybody, and he was like, hey, guys, are you going to go my way? And no one followed him, and he's the one that fell in.
Mm, well, I wonder if he's a good chef. I would like to smell what he's cooking.
Well, he did hit rock bottom, but I hear he's pulling himself up from his bootstraps, so that's good. That's good.
Fantastic for him.
Yes.
So, Ludwig, can I ask, you said you were here to take back what is yours from your land. Like, what brings you to Nibblebottom exactly?
Since all of the water has left my land and we have become land pirates, as we are very, very proud land pirates, we wish to one day become pirates of the sea once again, to sail the 19 seas of this world, some filled with salt, some filled with ash, some filled with dolphins galore. And we miss
the dolphin sea.
Oh, Arnie, if you haven't tried dolphins galore, it is delicious.
Some say that the chicken of the sea.
They're cowards. They're cowards. They breathe out of the top of their head. How much more scared can you get? Breathe through your mouth, fools.
Look, I love nature, and I love all sorts of animals, but everyone knows that dolphins are cowards and that they should just swim to the bottom of the ocean and shut up.
If I'm being like my friend Lisa, and I'm being totally frank, dolphins are cowards.
Your friend Lisa, who's always so frank?
Yes.
I like little monkey friends, too.
In the sea. Are we talking of the same sea? The dolphins there, they're multicolored, correct?
Yes, that's it. And there's rainbows that kind of shoot around them. Like, it's very busy. It's a very busy sea. Yes. But I guess kids like it.
Yes, and I feel like they're constantly selling some sort of school paraphernalia, whether it be pens or folders. Whenever we were in this sea, we were constantly badgered, no offense, by these dolphins. Constantly wanting us to buy these products. And I say, I have no children to be in school. I do not need your products.
Yeah, I'll say my friend Lisa, the dolphins tried to trap her and keep her. But she got away, so.
I don't think all kids like these things. I think I know about 90s kids that like them.
About 90 kids?
Yeah, that's about it. Just 90 kids.
90 kids like them? Only 90. That's very small numbers for such a large company.
You know, if you're a 90s kid, you'd probably like it.
Yeah, I know about 90 kids now.
Yeah, I know about 90 kids who like Gak. You know, Gak.
Yeah, he's a real jerk. I hate Gak. One time, he came up to me and he poked me right in the eye, and he said, "Now I'm stuck on you, bud."
Yeah, and GAC stands for gremlin, always curmudgeonly.
He doesn't even spell curmudgeon right.
Don't get
He spells
right.
it with a K.
K with curmudgeon? How dare
you?
Yeah,
but try to correct him on that. Boy, oh boy, he'll give you an earful.
This actually is very interesting, because the idea of GAC, I was unaware that you were aware of GAC, because... He happens to be the person that I'm looking for.
Oh,
wow.
If tales are correct, the water, as it evaporated, it did not evaporate on its own. Gak created a device to steal the water, because from what I understand, after a certain time, if Gak ingest this water, this I believe some people refer to it as an H2O, then Gak can multiply and Gak will take over the world, and my land pirates and I are here to stop him.
Oh, Arnie, can you imagine all the 19 seas and Foon turned to just pure gack?
Ugh.
Just the texture alone. Ugh.
Yeah, and especially that salty sea, like salty gack.
Ooh. Ugh. No thanks.
Well, I was talking to Gak the other day, and he was bragging about his vessel of Everwater, but I don't think that's related.
That's yeah, exactly
he
it.
He was also talking about his bathtub full of Everclear, and I was like, Gak.
That's a Gak problem, though. Yeah. we're dealing with Ludwig's problem.
That's another thing. That's not what we're talking about.
Did he also have the punching bag of Everlast?
I think so.
He does. He's got that, too.
He's training.
Well, if you want to confront Gak, he's staying just down the street at the Lazy Horseshoe, I know that it's another tavern here in town, and he often, during the day, is wide awake and looking sort of scurriously around, afraid that someone's coming for him. But I happen to know he sleeps with his window open. I know, because there are a million hawks here, and they tell me everything.
Well, after we have this fantastic conversation, which I don't want to leave because we're having such a fantastic time, I think I might creep into his window. And I will not burgle from him, because as previously stated, I am not a burglar.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I will pillage, because that is what I do as a pirate. I have a little bit of Viking blood as well.
Oh.
Just a touch. I got in a fight and got some on me. We're technically blood brothers, I believe people refer to it as.
Well, we probably should take a quick break here, and maybe that's enough time to go do your pillaging and then come back and let us know how it went.
Fantastic. I will also use his restroom.
Oh, we're back. That was a little bit longer of a break than usual. And I've got to say, Ludwig, you are covered in blood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Arg, matey. Gak, I found him. And he was sleeping. He didn't have a chance. You see this Argyle sword I got? Also covered in blood.
Yeah. But you know what? The busyness of the pattern makes it so you don't notice the blood so much.
Exactly. It makes me feel just slightly less intimidating, so you're underestimating me, and then your arms are missing.
Mm-hmm. I gotta say that all that blood is making that velvet pop.
Exactly
work.
Why I'm
work,
wearing it.
Ludwig.
Yes, I will say today I am serving.
You know, with an Argyle sword, do you ever worry about getting in a fight with someone with, like, a polka dot sword, and you're like, this is gonna clash?
Ooh. That's a very good point. I hope I never do, but I would have to throw my sword down and just defeat them with my hands.
Oh, smart. You're an excellent hand-to-hand fighter as well, I hear.
More foot-to-face.
Ah.
For me.
Okay. Yeah.
But
that's a way to go with it, right? Because
yes.
It just feels like it's you're not going to get your hands dirty, for one.
No. That's for the neck snapping and the back cracking. But the feet, attacking an opponent with your feet, to me, adds a certain level of disrespect. Because sure. I do not wash my feet.
Who they does?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. They are
especially
covered
when you
in...
got no water in your whole land.
Exactly. But now, the boys are going to be so excited when I get home.
Oh, is that it? Is that it right there? Is that the vessel of Everwater?
Yeah, it's huge, right?
Oh, it's very big.
The Hawks carried it for me.
Thank you, Hawks.
Ludwig, I have to ask, you didn't come here on the Vessel of Evermore. You came in that ship that's parked out front. How do you... I'm just a little confused. How do you steer and drive a pirate ship on land? Because you made it here.
Yes. When the purge of water occurred, the loud siren, all the water left, we converted all of our boats to have wheels. So if there was water around, we could enter the water as well. But we were losing so much money from not having any water. We couldn't steal from any tourists. So in converting our boats, we added these things. I believe they're called pedals. I'm not great with construction. And we have tourists come in, and they sit on the boats, and they move with the pedals, and we serve them drinks and things like that, and we play music. We have a bard there telling tales, and we travel from town to town with these people.
Wow.
And so I drove here. I actually stopped off on a tour, so I've got the tourists engaging in the town right now, so I'm probably going to have to go at some point, but that's why I'm here.
Can I just say that sounds amazing to be on and really annoying if you're not on it to see it go by? Oh, and probably a hit for bachelorette parties.
It's fantastic. This is actually a bachelor slash bachelorette party. The boat is so large, they don't even have to see each other. There's a casino in here as well. It's fantastic.
What?
There's an arcade, there's games, there's magic shows. It's great.
So it's a party where bachelors and bachelorettes have a sword fight?
I mean, if they decide to do so, behind closed doors, not my business.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, I have to ask, this business model you found yourself in, I imagine it might be even more profitable than pirating.
It's starting to turn out that way, and I'm actually debating not bringing the water back, even though everyone is so terribly thirsty. Yeah. This money, you get it. You get it. Sure. I don't chase anything but this cheddar, if you will.
Yeah.
And so it might be a thing where we now can bring water wherever we are, and we can sell it.
That's a good idea. You could sell the water, but you could also continue to have boats filled with tourists on the water.
Mm.
Yeah, use all that cheddar to make bay biscuits. And you can serve them bay biscuits while they're in the sea.
That sounds incredible. Am I on that? Someone told me once from another dimension of a show about a tank of sharks. Are we doing that? Are we doing the tanks of sharks?
You bring up a very good point. I feel like I might be willing to invest in this, and you can only pick one of the three of us to invest in this opportunity.
Well, I would also like to invest, but I would like to make an offer that surpasses Arnold's offer.
Haven't even heard my offer.
Well, I will surpass it.
Okay, well, you know what? I surpass yours.
I want to enter the fray here. I'm a good friend of Shark Bluefin, who's a very, very wealthy shark. And he always says to get stake in the company. So, Ludwig, I'm willing to invest in your company for a 9-ounce stake.
Ooh, 9. What about 8.5 and introduce me to your friend Lisa?
Deal.
Yes. Wait, hold on, hold on. Wait. Give me a chance. Like, I don't want a stake. I just want a piece of the pie. So if you just give me a piece of pie, then I'll invest in your company.
What flavor of pie would you like, young Arnold?
Something
young. Hold on, young Arnold.
Maybe that's my new name on this show. Everybody, it's canon. Young Arnold.
His flesh is clear. His eyes are gorgeous. His hair is immaculate. Of course, he's young Arnold. What else would we call him?
I've just been treating myself right between seasons, so listeners just know I'm looking good.
I just call him Sheldon.
Stop saying I'm a shell of my former self.
You're a shell and you're done. You're done with me.
Damn, I can't beat that piece of pie deal. Damn.
Would you also like a piece of pie?
Come on, Usador. There's got to be another metaphor you could try to bid with.
Sure. I just want a cut. I just want a cut. Just cut me right here.
Ah, done.
Ow!
Now you're blood brothers with Gak.
Wait, no. I'll settle for a whole enchilada.
Ooh, I can give half. Belinda's enchiladas are too delicious to give away whole.
Mm.
But she's on the boat. If you would like one, I could have her cook you one right now.
Yeah. I gotta say, I'm getting hungry. This conversation is making me really hungry.
Oh, Ludwig, what do land pirates tend to eat? Because typically I would assume pirates, catch fish and forage from the ocean. But being on land with no water, what have you been eating lately?
When the water all went away, we had to completely change our way of life. And as we traveled, searching for a new town to stay in with people and things to do, we found an area where they spoke a language different from ours. I don't know if you realized earlier, I hit you with a muchas gracias. I believe the language is Espanol.
Ooh, Espanol. A language unfamiliar even to me.
Yes. And so we've picked up a little bit of their ways, and so we have been eating nothing but quesadillas, I believe they are.
Wow, a whole case of dias? That sounds filling.
It's a lot.
It really is.
Yeah, I've never heard of this language, but something inside me is making me want to say un poco.
Si, un poco, and un burrito, por favor, is one of the ways you can ask for food. They're delicious. Yes. Just a fantastic group of people.
Sounds great.
And I don't know the language either, but something's making me want to say Mountain Dew Baja Blast?
I think they are the originators of the Baja Blast. I know in the country next to them, they originated the Mountain Dew. With, I believe the chemical Yellow 6 is involved in some way, shape, or form, and I said I cannot drink this. But when the Baja Blast was introduced, the game changed.
Oh, so yes. It's a beverage. I thought it was a powerful magical spell. I'm less interested now.
Well, you
it sounded like you were ordering a mountain to do something.
Isidore, Yellow 6 is a potion. It was concocted by an evil mage to make a drink so delicious, so sugary, saccharine sweet, so cloyingly delicious that you can't stop drinking it.
What an
Yeah, they called code red on that whole drink. They tried to ban it, but it slipped back into the realm.
What a diabolical plan.
Well, it's not diabolical. Well, maybe they do have diabolical. Sorry.
Possibly. I know there was another issue, some sort of surge in the system. Oh. I get very excited when this would occur.
Yeah, I know about 90s kids who had had a surge. And they lived in an absolute fruitopia. It was beautiful.
Ah, I feel like I remember them maybe snapping yeah. And telling jokes.
Yeah, off the top of their head, they'd say a fact, and it's like,
yes,
this fact sucks. I don't need to know how many apples are in a bushel. Get out of here.
And then a lot of this.
My next task is clear. I shall find this mage of the Yellow 6, and I shall defeat him, and I shall cast a spell on him that puts him into a deep slumber, and then it will be more of a mellow yellow.
Oh. Ludwig, just a moment before, when we were still on the break, you also mentioned you're also in town to kill someone named Mr. Pibb.
My arch nemesis.
Oh, Pibb, of course, standing for Pirates I'm Beating.
Mr. Daniel Schwartzheimer Pibb.
Oh.
He's... When I see him, my skin begins to boil as if filled with some type of chemical that just creates bubbles inside of my stomach, and I begin to belch uncontrollably. I must defeat him.
Oh, you should see Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Hey, that sounds like a bad condition. If that's happening to your body, I'm very concerned about you.
Well, my health care only allows me to see Dr. Mario.
Oh, Dr. Mario sucks. You have to line up all your pills correctly. I hate it.
No.
It's very confusing. I've had asthma and many conditions over the years, and the only reason I can't get past them is because I don't know how to stack the pills correctly, and he's yelling at me. There's gremlins. That's where I met Gak for the first time. This is all a mess.
Yeah, it's like, doctor, put them in a bottle or something. Like, don't just throw them at me.
It's
like
it's willy-nilly. Yeah.
Just drop them from above.
Just throwing handfuls of them.
I have a confession to make. Dr. Mario, it's a me.
What?
I've been Dr. One of my secret names I've never revealed before. I have always been Dr. Mario. I'm very sorry. I'm not really a healthcare provider.
To be clear, it's spelled not how you'd guess, for legal reasons.
Yes. Spelled nothing like what it sounds like.
Well, I have something to admit. You know, Arnie, every once in a while when you went to visit Dr. Mario and... He had that brother of his, that Squeegee, that was always saying crass things.
Mm-hmm.
That's me, Lewd Squeegee.
Oh, I should have known Lewd Squeegee was you.
I'm a nasty little boy.
Well, I have something to admit as well.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I'm not as familiar with Nintendo references.
What?
I'm sorry, Arnie, but this joke is in another castle. Ludwig, yes.
But you're a peach.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a peach, isn't he?
Yes,
yeah.
Just a fuzzy man peach.
A lot of people come on this show and they give Arnie a hard time because Chant and I give Arnie a hard time. But I want to remind everyone listening that Arnie is one of my best friends in the entire world.
Yeah, and Ludwig, I do have to say, Arnie might be a total peach, but you kind of look like a new Daisy. Are you a part of the new Daisy? Do you like that? Are you a fan of it?
Your statement is correct. Yes, it is.
Because there was the old Daisy, and she wasn't quite as good, but the new Daisy, top notch. Love it.
The new Daisy, I believe the clan, the new Daisies, are very much friends with your friend Lisa, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Very, very, very much the similar aesthetic.
Yeah, very colorful, bright, bold. Love it. Do you have any, before we let you go, Ludwig, I do have to ask, you know, my friend Eustor kind of wears these blue robes with bird crap on them. Arnie wears his pink polo and jeans. I just have my black and white fur. Do you have any, you know, it's not every day we meet a land pirate, but more importantly, it's not every day we meet a fashionista. Do you have any tips or trends so we could kind of, you know, up our game?
Oh, yes. Is it Usador or Usador? I want to make sure I'm saying it.
Oh, it's Usador.
Wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls, Atrakis, known to the elves as Fia and Yalak, known to the dwarves as Zonenhook Sangjis, and blah, 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 blah.
What a fantastic name. My first piece of advice would be for you, as you said, you have many hawks.
Yes,
available.
Yes.
They're all circling now. It would be very interesting to me if they would lay upon your person as your clothing.
Wow.
Let me whisper to the lead hawk and see if they are willing to do so. Tony, come here.
His name is Tony?
That's not Tony. Is it?
I thought he was a tiger.
No, this Tony's a hawk.
That hawk looks like Tony, but
I also know. I also know Tony the tiger. We're also friends.
It's not Howard? I met Howard the hawk.
That's
I
know. A duck. That was a duck.
That's a duck.
Oh.
I also know the soprano who's named Tony.
Do you know Hudson? Is Hudson here?
Yeah, Hudson's here. That's him over there.
Okay, not a lot of people have seen Hudson. For good reason.
Tony has agreed. Hawks, come to me and become my new garments. Ugh. This is... they're very heavy.
Wow, you're really hawking your wares.
Oh, your hawk outfit looks incredible. One second. I hear a caps lock sound.
Skip it up, back!
My apologies, my mateys. This has been a fantastic time at the table, but my Capsloxians are telling me that the tourists, they're back on, and if we don't get moving, we're going to lose some of that cheddar I was talking about, some of that green, some of that guap, some of that coin, that gold, that money, moolah.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have to scabba-da-ba-bee-ba-ba-ba-da-go, then you have to scabba-da-ba-bee-ba-ba-ba-da-go, and we can't stop you, so... Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Yeah.
Yes, it has truly been our honor to have you sit at this very tall table with us.
The pleasure is all mine, and I would love to come back someday. You
Please.
Fellows are fantastic.
The door's open. Whenever you are in town to kill somebody,
hold on,
stop by.
Arnie, let me run down and we're not heating the neighborhood.
Oh, sorry.
The door's unlocked. It's not open.
Yeah, okay. Some people don't know how to use doors so well, so I'd like to keep it open.
I do have problems with them sometimes.
Well, thank you again, Ludwig. We'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you. And to all of the... You said this was being transmitted somewhere?
Yeah,
yes.
Well, sort of. Like I don't need to go into the technology of it, but yeah, listen to it in another world.
I have a friend. A friend, a very dear friend, who was... we called him a dimension hopper. And he always tells me, if I am ever meeting people from other dimensions as yourself, young, beautiful Arnold, to tell them to follow, I don't know the vernacular that he uses, follow, he says, at Austin Creed wins. I don't know what this means. But he says there's multiple platforms where people are talking, and it will help him in his endeavors, whatever it is that he's doing. I'm not sure. I've got my tourist boat. I'm doing.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have all our listeners hop on that.
Ah, thank you. He'll like me for that. He'll bring some of that cheddar next time he comes through.
Well, I want to say, what is my mouth and tongue doing? Adios.
Sí. Adios, mis amigos.
Oh, he's going to the sea. He's going back to the sea, of course.
See.
Well, that was delightful. Yeah. I had such a wonderful time getting to know Ludwig. I'd love to have him back and learn more about Ludwig and find out if he...
His son, Ludwig?
I thought his father was named Ludwig.
Hey, maybe instead of Lud Squeegee, I'll be Ludwig.
Oh. Ooh.
You put me on top of your head, you think you got a fun little wig, and then I start saying nasty little things, and all of a sudden you're like, oh no, my wig.
You know, sometimes people, when they come through Nibblebottom, they just have a shorter window of time that they're in Nibblebottom, you know? But it's still delightful. You know, it's like I'm visiting the town, and I've got a heart out, but it's always good.
Yes, but then we're contractually obligated to keep talking.
Oh, no. And don't forget, Arnie, I told you and I sent you those contracts. I have a hard in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still trying to litigate that as much as possible.
Someone should talk to HR. Henry Richardson?
Oh, who's Henry Richardson?
He's a guy you can talk to about things that bother you.
Okay.
He's pretty nice.
Oh, wait, Arnie.
Yeah?
Well, Yusur got all those beautiful hawks covering him. It's a new kind of outfit. But we never got anything. How about we do each other? Let's make over each other.
Okay. Have you ever thought about wearing a pink polo?
I mean, I've dreamt about it. Would you sew me a tiny one?
I can try. You know, I've been pretty busy apprenticing as a cooper in town, but I guess I...
How's that going?
You know, it's going pretty well. I'm still not sure what a cooper does.
Hmm. Well, they drink coffee and eat pie, right?
That's what I thought going into it. So far, we've mostly, like, been cutting wood and elongating metal and, like, turning those into barrels. But I don't know what we're making. Like, but whatever it is, it's got to fit in a barrel.
I think you got it.
I got to figure it out. I don't know. I'm just going to... But you know what? I'm an apprentice. I'm not going to learn everything on day one.
I think I know what goes in the barrels. A lot of people stuff monkeys in those. Then they'll nail shut the top and just roll it down the hill.
Oh, it's pretty fun when they come pouring out.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Whatever we put in there, I hope it's funnier than that.
Screw you. Let's see here. I'm going to... Let's see. How to make over Arnie... Oh, here we go. Let me take off your glasses. Let me wipe this paint off your overalls. Why are you wearing overalls today?
I mean,
let me let down your hair. Wow. He's all that.
He's gorgeous.
Right.
This whole time.
I've been saying all episode.
Ludwig was right. You are young and vivacious.
Beautiful Arnold.
Oh, here, roll up the sleeves on your... You always hide your cannonballs. You got such big cannonballs.
To be clear, you're talking about my arms.
Your biceps.
Yep.
I should have asked him to the prom when I had the chance.
Usador, don't tell him about that bet we had. That'll ruin everything.
Oh, maybe I will and maybe I won't. But this algebra homework isn't going to do itself.
Okay. Hand me the algebra homework. All right.
Sucker.
Write down tree here. Okay. Make a little circle over here. Draw an X. Sign my name. There you go. It's all done.
This is the most brilliant algebra I've ever seen.
It's not correct, but it's done.
Ah, but it's beautiful. If only I'd asked him to prom when I had the chance. Anyway, does anyone need a drink?
Ooh. You know what? I'll try. You made ink sound so good, Usador, when you're talking about it. Could I get a squid sucker? It's just nice to kind of have the ink straight from the source.
Yeah, okay. Squid sucker for you. And I'll have another. I'll have a dark ale. Arnie, would you like anything?
Please, Usador. It's beautiful, Arnold. Yeah, you know, I heard that Mentis, the mental merchant, has started offering some of his drinks here at the tavern. I guess I'll have a mental teeny. I think they've worked it out, so it's not as powerful. You can just, like, get a slight taste of emotion.
All right, I'll be right back. Thanks.
A Slight Taste of Emotion. Arnie, that's the title of your book.
I know. I've been working on it for 6.5 years. Chunt.
Yeah?
You gotta stop doing Usador's homework for him. He's never gonna learn if you just do it for him.
But I thought I was helping him out. I'm a friend, right? I mean, it seems like he's kind of taking advantage of me when he shoves it off to me, but I gotta help him out. He's going through a tough time. He has all these classes.
Well, also, you're not really helping because you clearly also don't know algebra.
What does that mean?
I mean...
What the hell does that mean?
I'm just saying.
No, Arnie, now that Usador's gone, please, what does algebra mean?
I don't know either.
It kind of sounds like allergies.
Here are your drinks. At the bar, I saw our algebra teacher, and it turns out that she thinks we shouldn't be in that class, or any classes, since we're full-grown adults.
Wait, you're telling me... Sorry, I can't comprehend this magic. You're telling me our teachers exist outside of school?
I guess so. Crazy, right?
I cannot imagine running into one. What was she dressed like a normal? What was happening?
Well, she was dressed much like she is at school, Miss Dowager, and she had a hat with a lot of feathers in it. More feathers than I've ever seen in a hat.
Wow. Weird.
Weird.
I I think a lot of them might have been from the Hawks, sort of like.
Oh, so many Hawks.
So many Hawks.
Yeah, they're still coming in, just by the dozens, by the hour, every hour.
Usador, do you have like a timetable for how long it's going to take to like cycle all these Hawks through town?
Yeah, timetables. Do your timetables right now. Do my timetables too. Arnie, I'm taking back my power. Do my timetables.
Chance homework. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 3.
Is that right?
Why didn't we sign up for that basic math class too?
Magic. 3 times 3 is a spell so unspeakable that I shan't e'er utter it aloud. 3 times 4 is 12. 4 times 4 is an unspeakable horror from the depths of hell that if air
Hold on, you start. Don't do any more of the homework. I think maybe we'll do a classroom Patreon or something.
Okay.
Don't waste it all now.
Yeah, it sounds like a good bonus thing.
Remember, now that you've heard the entire recording, make sure to enter our online When Should the Episode Have Ended contest. Should it have ended 3 minutes ago? 11 minutes ago? Should the episode have ended shortly after it began? All answers valid. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Ludwig the Land Pirate was played by special guest Austin Creed. You may know Austin as the WWE wrestler and current reigning King of the Ring, Xavier Woods. Follow him on Twitter at Austin Creed Wins to keep up with his podcast, his YouTube gaming channel, and more. Hello from the Magic Tavern is a fully independent production. And if you'd like to support the show, contrary to the warnings of all your friends, check us out at patreon.com/magictavern. You get ad-free episodes and 2 new bonus episodes every month. Some in character, some not, like there's a difference. Here's a quick clip from a recent Patreon bonus episode with some behind-the-scenes talk.
From my opinion, there is like almost no downside to it. Like,
truly,
we would be dead.
Yeah, truly, we would be in a ditch dead if Matt was not as he's the most responsible of us by far.
You can say anal or attentive.
And here's the thing, we all offer our own things to the experience. Me, I read signs.
Oh, yes. Was this what you were going for? I can't believe I didn't say this.
I forgot all about this.
Oh my God.
I can't remember what trip it was. It was probably multiple trips, but I think at some point I was in the back seat and I called out Arnie hard because every billboard he passed, he'd be like, huh, Kentucky Fried Chicken, new sandwiches. And I'm like, Arnie, you read every sign like you're a 90-year-old man.
I read them out loud. It gives me pleasure. And I fully admit that, like, it's not even like, some of them I'm like, there's something evocative about this sign. But a lot of them aren't. They're just boring. And I still say them out loud.
It's a lot of like, I'm halfway asleep and then I just hear, Jacob's Hardware. Huh.
To learn more about hearing the rest of that, check out patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Today's episode sponsored by the Institute for the Promotion and Advancement of Hawk Sounds. As their jingle says, had enough of recordings where humans whisper or talk? Eardrums go gaga for recordings of Hawk. Please tell me they didn't pay someone for that.